Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Tonight, and we welcome you to praise the Lord and to worship the Lord with us. We are so grateful and so thankful for how good God has been, for allowing us another opportunity just to go before Him and to worship and praise His holy name. And for the benefit of those of you who are listening for the first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we're going to start off with a word of prayer. We're going to have our own Deacon Nelson Tyler come forth and lead us in a word of prayer and read our opening scripture. God bless you, Deacon Tyler.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless everyone out there in telephone land. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your good and your mercy and your grace, O Lord Jesus. Thank you how you woke up this morning in a right mind, O Lord Jesus. Thank you for the roof over our head, food on our table, clothes on our back, and shoes on our feet. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for it, O Lord Jesus. Thank you for all things in your holy name, Lord Jesus. As you look down upon us with mercy, O Lord Jesus. Search our hearts, O Lord. See if there's anything that shouldn't be in our hearts, O Lord Jesus. As your peace take it away, O Lord Jesus. Create in us clean hearts, renew our right spirit within us, O Lord Jesus. Help us to love one another, O Lord Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Help us to run this race with patience, O Lord. O looking to you as awesome finisher of our faith, O Lord. And we thank you, Father. You are all-knowing God. You know all things, Lord Jesus. Nothing can ever be hidden from you, Lord. I thank you for it. You said in your holy word, Lord, you would be with us always, even unto the end of the world, Lord Jesus. And realize your word can never fail, Lord. We thank you for your holy word, Lord. As your leading God, direct our path, O Lord Jesus. In thy holy word, Lord Jesus. Look down upon our leaders, O Lord Jesus. Bless them one by one and name by name, Lord. Give them knowledge and understanding how to lead the flock, Lord Jesus. Teach them how to have more wisdom and knowledge and understanding, O Lord Jesus, how to do it with love and understanding, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. As you stretch out your healing hands today, O Lord Jesus, lay your hands on all those that may be afflicted in their bodies, O Lord Jesus. Touch them, O Lord Jesus. Heal them both body and soul, Lord. You said in your holy word, Lord, with your stripes we are healed. And you can heal all manner of illness, O Lord Jesus. And you're the Lord God that heals us, O Lord Jesus. And we're taking out your holy word, Lord Jesus. Help us to stand in these last and evil days, O Lord. Blessing this service tonight, O Lord Jesus. Send thy word, O Lord Jesus. Teach us, O Lord Jesus, how to live a more holy and consecrated life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless the ones, O Lord Jesus, that may be incarcerated, O Lord Jesus. Save them, O Lord Jesus. Bring them out with a mind, O Lord. Change your heart and change your mind, O Lord Jesus. To seek you in their lives, O Lord Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Asking you to bless all of us one by one and name by name. Saved or unsaved. Continue blessing us, O Lord. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Oh, all power is in your holy hands, Lord Jesus. And I know you're able to do all things, O Lord Jesus. Bless the ones that are working in the hospitals, O Lord Jesus. The first responders, O Lord Jesus. All the ones that are just helping the people, Lord Jesus. Bless them, O Lord Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Let everything be done, O Lord Jesus. For your glory, your honor, your praise, O Lord Jesus. The ones that are have lost loved ones, Lord Jesus. I know you're able, Lord Jesus. People are leaving, O Lord Jesus. Bless the ones that are left behind, O Lord. Brokenhearted, Lord Jesus. Touch them, O Lord Jesus. I know you can do it, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we bless your holy name, O Lord. Thank you, most of all, for your word, which we hope everyone is receiving happily, O Lord Jesus. And thank God for the one that is bringing the word tonight, O Lord Jesus. Send thy word tonight, send thy anointing, O Lord Jesus. Let everything be done tonight, O Lord Jesus. For thy glory, your honor, and your praise, O Lord Jesus. And we shall continue to give your holy name the praise, because you're so worthy, O Lord. These are all blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, we shall be reading from the Bible, the King James Version Bible, the 111th number of Psalm. The Bible reads, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, thought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment, and all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Thank God for his holy words. May there be every blessing unto it. Service in the hand of evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for that beautiful prayer and also for the beautiful scripture reading coming through Deacon Tyler. We just thank God once again for all of you who are listening on tonight. And I just want to say that God has been good to us. And this is a
Yes, amen.
Breath of fresh air. It's refreshing to just come before the Lord and to worship him and to praise
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
And I just want Amen. To know that Holy Temple, the church that I'm pastor of, is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God.
Amen.
Acknowledge our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., and also just make acknowledgement of our late vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who
Amen.
Also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God there in Jacksonville, Florida. And we thank God for his
presence,
for his family, and we are yet praying for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God because of his goodness. And I just
Amen.
Thank the Lord. I just heard that scripture read and just thinking on the goodness of the Lord and how good God
yes,
is.
Lord.
And how the Bible
Amen.
Teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Beginning. That's right.
Wisdom. Some people want to know things. But if you fear the Lord, that is the very beginning of wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
You know, God wants us to have a good understanding. He's a God.
Amen.
He's a God of revelation. He revealed things
Amen.
That we need
yes,
to know.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And I just feel happy tonight. This is
yes,
joy.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Friday night is joy night. And we can have joy no matter where we are. As long
Amen.
As the Lord is present with us. Hallelujah. And I can feel
yes,
his
Lord.
Presence in this room. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. So we're going to get on, move on a little further, and we're going to have some announcements. So at this time, we're going to put on Evangelist Khadija, who will give announcements. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Shiloh Amin Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., you may dial in 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.wealthhealthradio.com/myteamservice, title 1:1 is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log into the broadcast website at www.wealthhealthradio.com/myteamservice, Title One School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Work Ministry, our email address is prayerworkministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. That's prayerworkministry100 at gmail.com. To send a postal mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number, 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you're feeling bold after the word of God, you want to give remarks, or if you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, or if you'd like to have prayer, give us a call. Phone number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something else to get through the week, on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Michael Cobra hosts the Veris Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Engel, and Missionary Christian Lawson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Manual teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. added to our prayer list is missionary Gracie White and a Breed White family. The Marcel Horsey and the Breed Horsey family, we would continue to pray for them. And we would also continue to pray for Benjamin Holt, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmund Sr., Evangelist Melissa Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, Tracy Curry, Daryl Marcato, Steve Field, the Farhan family, Amor Nixon family, Cynthia Edmond, the Janice Marshall, the Reed Anderson family, Muhammad Amin and family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, the Reed Johnson family, Elder Johnson and the Reed Johnson family, the Reed Hall family, the Reed Berry family, the Reed Gator family, the Reed Briggs family. We want to keep all the Reed families in our prayers, and those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing a portion of the song. I'm not going to sing the entire song too long, but I just read the scripture. I just want to sing a little portion. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scarred. Yes, it had not been for the Lord on my side. Tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Truly, where would we be if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on our
side?
Amen. We couldn't fight our own battle. Truly, there was a time when we weren't even a people, but the Lord,
amen,
he was on our side.
His life, yes, Lord.
He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine,
yes,
even through a cloudy day. And sometimes when you go,
yes,
to his friends, he'll rock you in the cradle of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we've been battered and scarred by the storms of life. God,
yes, Lord.
Amen, people. And this time, we're not going to hold you. We're about to turn the broadcast over into the hands of the Negro Sheila Hameen, that she might break the bread of life to us. So
thank you, Jesus.
Bible, get your pen and your paper. Bring in your heart, your mind. Get ready to receive the word of God. At this time,
amen,
we're going to bring into the hands of Pastor Sheila. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the announcements. We thank God for that selection and also for those words of encouragement coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Amen. So at this time,
amen,
let us get ready for the word of God and let us go to the scripture on tonight. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we call upon you to stop by for just a little while and send forth your word. Oh, my God, let your word minister and bless our souls tonight. Oh,
amen,
my God, be merciful unto us and have your way. Let your holy,
yes,
will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we count it done, and we thank you.
Yes,
we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At this time, let us turn our minds to the book of St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 19, and also verses 25 through 27. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. St. John chapter 14, verse 1 reads, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas says unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip says unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus says unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how couldest thou then show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Skipping down to verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scripture from St. John, the 14th chapter. And tonight the title of the message is The Second Coming of Jesus Christ. And the theme is, be ready when he comes. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God for this passage of scripture. And this was leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. But prior to him being crucified, he had a conversation with his disciples. In other words, he took the time out to inform them of what to expect, of what things were going to happen, because the scripture had been prophesied and it needed to be fulfilled. Amen. Even according to every word that was prophesied concerning Jesus, the scripture had to be fulfilled. And the time had come for those things to come to pass. But Jesus wanted to prepare his disciples so that they would know what to expect. And God is truly a merciful God in that he prepares us for things ahead. Amen. He gets us ready and teaches us what to look for and what to anticipate or what to expect. Praise the Lord, because he is a God of light. And he gives us this knowledge because he wants us to be prepared. Amen. So Jesus, he began to comfort his disciples and said to them, let not your heart be troubled. I know that what I'm about to go through might seem very troubling to you. It may cause fear to come upon you. Nevertheless, don't be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So this is a great example of preparation for the things to come. A lot of times we allow things to come upon us without preparing. Even though we've been given a warning or ample time to be prepared or to get ready for something, we still hang around or hem-haw around or slow-poke around or sometimes procrastinate and wait until the very last minute. Nevertheless, hallelujah, God is yet merciful. So the Lord is getting his disciples ready for his crucifixion that was about to take place. But he wanted to assure them that they had nothing to worry about. They had nothing to be afraid about or troubled in heart about. Praise be to God. He went on to explain to them that he was going to prepare a place for them. And this was not just for those disciples who he spoke to face to face, but for all who would believe on him. He's going to prepare a special place for all of us. And he told his disciples that he would come again. So this would be a second coming of Jesus Christ. Said he would come again and receive them unto himself. So whatever believers are believing him at the time, it wasn't limited to those disciples, but to everyone who would believe. Glory be to God. So the Lord promised that he would come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, we would also be in the same place with him. And then he went on talking with his disciples, and they seemed not to grasp the things that he had already spoken to them about. Because I know sometimes we can hear something and we tend to forget about it. Jesus let them know that he was going to his Father. And again, reminded them that where I go, you know the way. You know where I'm going. But they asked these questions like they didn't know. Hallelujah. But Jesus again reaffirmed and reassured their faith and let them know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, everything you need is in me. I have everything you can ever need. And I'm going to go and prepare a special place just for you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to come and receive you unto myself. I'm going to take you home with me that you may spend eternity with me. Wherever I am, you will be there also. So there was no need to be troubled in heart or in mind. There was no need to be fearful of the things Jesus had to suffer. because it was all in God's will, hallelujah, that Jesus would suffer and die on the cross so that all of us could have life eternal. Oh, praise be to God. So Jesus, he continued to talk to his disciples and let them know that he is in the Father and the Father in him. And he also upbraided them for their unbelief, because the sin of unbelief is so prevalent. And a lot of people are dealing with doubts. Glory to God. But the Lord spoke these words to give us hope, to help us to believe in him. And he spoke in the 10th verse, asking, saying, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself." God gave him all the words that he needed to speak, and he spoke those things to his disciples. He said, "But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work." So it's not us. We can't do anything, but God does the work. God does everything. If you need healing for your body, we can pray, but it's God who does the work. Hallelujah. When Jesus went to the grave where Lazarus had died, and he had been dead for 4 days, glory be to God, he began to pray to the Father. Oh, glory to God. And he called Lazarus by his name, saying, "Lazarus, come forth." But God is the one who did the work. God called Lazarus to come alive and to come forth, even though he had been dead for 4 days. And hallelujah, no doubt his body had begun to decay. Oh, glory. But God can do anything and everything. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible. So there is no need to be doubtful. There is no need to fear or even be troubled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said in the 12th verse, "Verily, verily," in other words, "truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So while Jesus was there, he did everything. He was their comforter. He was everything, their counselor, everything, their physician. Whatever they needed, Jesus was right there for them. Oh, praise the Lord. But he had to leave and go to his Father. And because of that, that was reason to be joyful. Amen. To rejoice, because he was going to his Father. Oh, glory be to God. And that was beneficial for the disciples. But, you know, being in the flesh, sometimes things that happen, they don't seem to be beneficial. They seem sad or tragic or devastating. But God's got a plan in it all. Amen. So Jesus continued to encourage his disciples, letting them know in the 13th verse, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." To let you know that the Father is indeed in the Son and the Son in the Father. They are one. They cannot be separated. Oh, hallelujah. The second coming of Jesus Christ. He's coming in all his glory, but it's not going to be the same way as the first coming, because in the first coming, he came down through 42 generations and was born into the world in like manner as we were. Glory be to God. But the second coming of Jesus, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye shall see him. Every knee is going to bow down and worship him. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord began to let them know that all they had to do was believe, and all they had to do was keep the faith. Told them that whatsoever they would ask in his name, it had to be done in the name of Jesus, because in his name is all power. Oh, glory be to God. In his name, we asked it in his name. Devils flee. Devils tremble. Oh, glory to God. Sicknesses flee. Diseases flee. We just have to ask in the name of Jesus. And he said, whatsoever ye shall ask. He didn't put any limits on it. Oh, glory be to God. He said he would do it so that the Father would be glorified in the Son. And he went on to say, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And he meant that. Oh, praise God. Every word he spoke, he made, he will keep it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He also told his disciples, and this is conditional, if you love me, keep my commandments. He had commanded them to love one another. He had commanded them to do what was right. And the same commandment that the Lord gave them, he also gave them to us. And a lot of people, they want to have eternal life, but they don't want to keep the commandments of the Lord. They don't want to live according to his commandments. Amen. But they want to live any way they want, any kind of life, do anything they want to do, and still have eternal life. You can't have it both ways. Either you're going to live for God or you not. There's no in between. There's no halfway living. But you have to go all the way with the Lord, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Oh, will you be ready when the Lord returns, when the second coming of Jesus Christ, when we look up to the sky, see him appearing in the clouds? Will you be ready for the second coming of Christ? He's not going to be waiting around for you to get ready. But when he appears, you must already be ready. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think I lost the broadcast, so let me get that back on. I just realized that.
Pin. When finished, press the pound key.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound or hash. Your input is invalid. You entered 1-3-4-9-4. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. You entered 7-9-4-6-4-0-8.
Let me try it again, Deacon Tyler.
Beg pardon?
Just hold on. I'm going to try it again because I got disconnected from
Well, I can hear you, so. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Well, it looks like I can't get back in.
Well, thank the Lord for you anyway, sister. You know, enjoy the words I got.
Well, praise be to God. Sometimes that happens. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, well, I thank God for what I got anyhow, sister. You know, you don't know. All this word, all your film ministries, they're all received happily by me.
Praise the Lord. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I thank the Lord for you, and I thank you very much for...
No problem. No problem, sister. God bless.
All right, then. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Somehow I got disconnected from the show. Nevertheless, we do thank the Lord. I don't know where we left off, but I was in the middle of giving the word of God. If anyone is still on, God bless you, and we thank the Lord for you. Praise the Lord. So we'll just kind of go back into the scriptures. I was reading from St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 19, and also verses 25 through 27. Reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. And I, like I stated, I'm not exactly sure where I got disconnected, but somehow was able to get back into the show, and we are thankful for you for your patience, and do apologize for the technical difficulties. And but we'll just go here to the 14th chapter, and we'll talk about verse 12. And the Bible lets us know here, Jesus was saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I do my Father." Praise the Lord. And the title or the subject of this message is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the theme is be ready when he comes. As Jesus started out in the first verse, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Praise the Lord, because he said, "In his Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would have told us." And he said he'd go to prepare a place for us. And while he's going to prepare that place for us, he will come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we also can be with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for the encouragement from Jesus, the assurance that he gave to his disciples, to those who were able to hear him and to witness him while he was giving these words of encouragement. Those words extend beyond that generation, even down to us, to our generation. The same thing he says here, praise the Lord, that he is saying it not just to them, but also. In the 12th verse, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." So he had to leave the world. He had to complete the work that God had given him to do. And he was almost done with that particular work. And just before he went for his crucifixion, he began to encourage his disciples. And he also assured them that they had nothing to worry about. They did not have to let their hearts be troubled. They didn't have to worry in their minds or be troubled. Praise the Lord. He says here, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Praise the Lord. Be able to ask anything in the name of Jesus, because there is power in his name. There is so much power in the name of Jesus. If we ask anything in his name, he will do it. But he also said in the 15th verse, and this is conditional, if ye love me, keep my commandments, which means we cannot live any kind of way we want to live or do anything that we want to do. But we are told that to prove our love for the Lord, we have to keep his commandments. Amen. We have to humble ourselves and obey the words of the Lord, whatsoever he has commanded. And he said to his in verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even though I'm down here for a set period of time, and when my time is up, I'm going to the Father. But I'm going to pray to the Father on your behalf that he will give you another comforter. Because while Jesus was on the earth, he was the comforter. Hallelujah. But he promised that he would not leave his disciples comfortless, but he would pray to the Father so that the Father would send them another comforter, for that would abide with them forever. And Jesus describes the comforter in the 17th verse as the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Why can't the world receive the comforter? Why can't the world receive the Spirit of truth? Why? Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. Referring to his disciples, you are the ones who know the comforter. If you know me, you know the comforter, because the comforter is one with Father and the Son. Praise the Lord. He is the third person of the Godhead. Amen. The Spirit of truth. Praise God, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So as Jesus was the comforter walking on the face of the earth, he was with them. Amen. He was right there with them. But he had to depart and return to his Father. But the comforter will dwell with us and shall be in us. So then the Holy Ghost, which is that comforter, he abides on the, he lives in us. Jesus said in verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How is he going to come to them if he goes to his Father? He's coming to them because the Father is going to send another comforter, the Spirit of truth, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the comforter. He is the Spirit of truth. He's in the Father, and the Father in him. Also the comforter, hallelujah. The three make one. That is the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All are one. Amen. So Jesus said, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus began to speak these things to the disciples while he was yet present with them, just to let them know that they didn't have anything to worry about, even though what he was about to suffer would seem troublesome and tragic and devastating to them. Even though it would seem that it was not befitting or not even right for him to suffer in that manner. Praise be to God. It was all in the plan of God. It was all meant salvation of the world so that Jesus would sacrifice his life and shed his blood to save the whole world. Hallelujah. So Jesus said to them in verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He's going to bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And the 27th verse, peace I leave with you. My peace give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Don't let it be afraid. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. And I thank God because I'm looking forward to and anticipating the second coming of Jesus Christ. And again, the theme is be ready when he comes. Praise the Lord. Let's be ready when the Lord comes, because it's important for us to know the truth, and the truth make us free. It's important to understand that if we are not ready when the Lord appears the second time, we will lose out. We will not go to the place where Jesus is, but we will lose out. Praise be to God. And the Lord doesn't want anyone to lose out. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance, that everyone would be saved. That's what the Lord wants. And so he's giving us time to get it right. He's giving us time to repent of all of our sins. He's giving us time to ask God for forgiveness, to ask God to take away our sins, to ask God to save us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And tonight, if you desire to be saved, tonight you can be saved. And before I go into prayer, I just want you to know that the enemy is fighting hard against us and doing everything he can to stop the work of the Lord, to stop the word of God from going. But I want to attach the broadcast, or rather our guest call in line, back to the broadcast because I was disconnected earlier. And the enemy has not gotten any victory whatsoever. So if you bear with me, just hold on just a little while. I'm going to call the guest call in line to join that line into this call for the remainder of the broadcast, because we're just about finished. But I don't want to leave that as is. So bear with me. The Lord, I thank God, because God gives us the victory. And we do have the victory in the name of Jesus. He said for us to ask, if we ask anything in his name, he would do it. So I'm joining the guest call-in line right now. So bear with me during a little brief silence, but I'm going to attach the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your patience. We thank God for just blessing us. And I'm going to get this extra sound out. Hold on a minute, okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. Amen. So at this time, let us prepare our hearts and our minds for a brief word of prayer. We thank God for the word of God once again. And if you are feeling like you're not ready for the second coming of the Lord is allowing you the time to get ready, to prepare for the second coming of the Lord. Amen. If you have found yourself falling back or getting off track, it's time now to get back on track. It's time now to do what you are called to do for the Lord. If you desire to be saved, if you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, right now you can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and he will come into your heart. He will come into your life, and he will change everything. He will make something beautiful out of your life. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for how you continue to bless us. We call on you right now, Lord, and we ask you for forgiveness. Oh, God, we ask that you will blot out transgression, that you will wash away iniquity. Oh, my God, look on the one tonight who are desiring to, we ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon them and to forgive their sins. Lord God, wash them and purge them on the inside. Clean them up, Lord God, on the outside and cause them to receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, send the Holy Ghost down. Oh, my God, upon them. Lord, we know you're able to do everything. And you said if we ask anything in your name, you would do it. And we're taking you at your word, Lord. We believe that you will do it. We believe, oh God, according to your word and the promises that you made. We believe it right now and we count it done. And we bless your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, oh God, and we magnify you. We pray, God, that you will send healing for those who are sick in their bodies, who are dealing with diseases and pestilence, oh God. They're dealing with all kinds of afflictions. Lord God, we pray that you will have mercy. In the name of Jesus, we ask you also, Lord, to rebuke the viruses plaguing the people, my God. Heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will manifest your powers, that your glory will be revealed. And we ask you, Lord, to bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Encourage those who are discouraged, Lord, lift heavy burdens, oh, my Lord. Those whose eyes have been blinded and their hearts darkened, we pray, God, that you will give them light and take the blinders off their eyes, that they may see their way in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God, and remember the bereaved families tonight. Oh, Lord, all of those who have lost loved ones or someone close to them or dear to them, have mercy and give them comfort, Lord. Give them consolation tonight. Oh, Lord, wrap your arms around them and uphold the families, oh, God, that are going through this difficult time. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your word will enter into somebody's heart, that somebody will have a mind to serve you and to do your will. Oh, God, we know you're able. Even though some may not know you, Lord, we pray that you will reveal yourself to them. Lord God, the backslider, help them to return unto you with their whole heart. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, be merciful and restore to make it back before it's too late. Have mercy, Lord. Help us to be ready for your second coming. Help us to be prepared when you appear on the scene. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We thank you tonight for everything you've done, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer so many times and coming to our aid. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Your Lord Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless us in our district meeting. Oh, God, this entire weekend. Be with us, Lord, and send your word. Send your anointing. Bless your people everywhere. We believe you tonight, and we count it done. And we thank you, Lord. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank the Lord tonight for all that he's done. We just thank God for how he's blessed us. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the word of God. We pray that you have been blessed through the hearing of the word of God tonight. And again, the enemy did not want this message to go forth. He tried to interfere in some kind of way, but that's all right. To God be the glory. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are so grateful at this time. We do thank the Lord for all things. And anyone listening tonight who would like to have some remarks, any of the clergy who would like to have remarks, you are certainly welcome to use our guest call-in line and give us a call so that you can give your remarks, or maybe there's someone who has encouraging words who would like to give some words of encouragement, or you may have a song on your heart that you would like to sing. You are certainly welcome to sing that song to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you need the number to our guest call-in line, I'm going to give that number out so that you can call in and be on the broadcast with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let me look that number up for you and give it to you tonight. So the guest call-in line number is 978-990-5270. Again, that number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946408#. Access code again, 7946408#. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you are trying to call in, while you're doing that, I would like to make mention that our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, presents the second Northern District meeting. Amen. And that meeting is convening even tonight. The service started at 7 p.m., but it's in person. And the church is located at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, 08104. And the meeting for this second district meeting of the Northern District is on behalf of our sister church, Faith Temple Holiness Church of God, from in 34 East High Street in Glassboro, New Jersey, 08028, where Pastor Gary Simpkins is the pastor, and his companion Elder Sister Sharon Simpkins is the assistant pastor. So we thank God for them. And again, this district meeting is held at our headquarters church on behalf of Faith Temple. Praise the Lord. And if you want to be a part of this district meeting sometime this weekend, on tomorrow morning, the service will be held at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, the headquarters church. Service will begin at 10 a.m. in person. And I am the scheduled speaker for tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, the title of the day is Youth Day. And tonight, the title of the service or the meeting is Missionary Day. And so tomorrow, if you're in the neighborhood and you have some time, stop by and join us in praise and worship in our morning worship service, which starts at 10 a.m., if it be the Lord's will. And that Saturday night, the service will be a teleconference service starting at 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. And if you want to call in and be in the service by teleconference, you are welcome to do so by calling 508-924-2348. There is no access code. You would just call 508-924-2348. And you can join us by teleconference on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And the climaxing service will be Sunday morning and night, Sunday at 11 a.m., the Lord's Day, teleconference at 7 p.m., same call-in number, if it's the Lord's will. So we do thank God for this broadcast tonight. We thank God for you and for your patience. May the Lord continue to bless you, and we ask for your continued prayers to please continue to pray for this ministry. Continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, especially the bereaved families. Let us pray a special prayer and lift them up in prayer before the Lord. Amen. And we ask that you will join us again on the broadcast when we air the next time, which will be Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. So tune in with us at that time. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.